So what happens 5 years down the road? Kevin Child joining us, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. 5 years seems like a long time, but it's where, you know, middle school and early high school kids are trying to get into colleges, and they can't read and they can't do math. What happens 5 years down the road? And look in your crystal ball. We're going to have gone through $2 billion of new spending on education. What do you see as the future for the Clark County School District?
Right now, I see a lot of problems still, because they're not addressing, you know, the root of the problems. Let's face it, I've always had a saying is a welfare check wasn't designed to be a paycheck to raise a child. Well, guess what? All these kids that don't know how to read and write, they're going to be getting a welfare check. And they'll be having kids, and guess what will happen is that the state and the federal government will start paying for them. And you look at what's going on in most of your inner cities. Well, there's a lot of welfare checks out there. There's a lot of poverty out there. Gas prices are going up again. You're having a problem with everyday living. And back in, like I said, back in when I got out of there, Kevin, let's go this. The Asian students who graduated in 2020, statewide, 46% of them earned a college degree and a career-ready diploma. Then you had the whites were 27%. The blacks were 19%, and the Latinos were 14%. So, I mean, there's a problem at home. We've got to find out what, and you can't be afraid of going, oh, it's not, everybody has, in every classroom, everybody's treated equally, unless you're having a problem. We have to address the social problems, too. Got to get rid of this race stuff and worry about the whole child and call these kids as kids and students. But again, we have to get the parent involved, Kevin. We're not getting the parents involved because they're scared to go to school. They're working maybe a job, or they're not working and they're creating an unemployment. And you go over there and say, what is going on, parents? Your job is to put those kids into school. We need to start maybe saying, do we need to take your unemployment away from you? This is kind of harsh, but if we don't start to addressing these issues, we're going to have a problem in our inner cities even more. And our police are shortage right now. We have all the shortages of workers still. Again, 5 years down the line is not looking that great, Kevin, if we don't address the problems and not be afraid of somebody calling you a name instead of knowing that you have data and you can back it up.
So there are schools all around the country. There are states that are spending less money than we are. Not a lot of them, but that are spending less money than we are. And I guess my question is, what are they doing where they're getting better bang for the buck than we are? What is it they're doing? And can we learn something from these other states?
Absolutely. It's going to be called school choice. If you're a parent in the inner city and you want your child to get a better education and you're advocating, then guess what? Then you're going to win. And you get to take your kid out of that failing school to put him in your taxpayer dollar private school. Because, again, it's our money, and they're telling us what we need to do with it. No, I'm sorry. It's my child, my tax dollar. Let me make the decision because you're failing. Or you need to hire somebody that knows how to fix this stuff and not be afraid of the media or be afraid of a leftist agenda. It's got to stop, because, again, we're a right-to-work state. This union has not advocated for your child, and it's based on results, sometimes often harsh but always fair. And you can't be afraid, because they went after me. When you start going after them, they'll come after you. But, again, I'm not afraid because I have data to back it up. And if the news doesn't want to report it, then guess what? I'll find a different way, like going on your show, getting parents involved. I'll have you have to start meeting and greeting with parents. And more, you have to advocate for your child, because those are your tax dollar money. It's not the state's and it's not the schools. It's your money. And that's why, again, I'll go back to Assembly Bill 469, that money follows the student. and it should foul it right outside the school district also into the where you want to, so you can have a better education and outcomes for your student or your son or daughter.
Kevin, I want to begin where we, or end rather, where we began, and that is with Jesus Jara and the state of our schools. Is he on solid ground? I know he signed a new contract and all of that, and the contract extension and all of that stuff. Is he going to be around for 2 or 3 years?
Absolutely. You got a contract. So you, unless he does something drastically wrong to get rid of that contract, or they buy him out. And then, again, they always put up this whole thing as, oh, if we buy the superintendent out, it's going to cost the taxpayers money. No, it's only a couple of years, and if you're worried about a kid, then I think $250,000 is I would sacrifice to get a better educator, to get a better employee. I wouldn't be afraid, because there's other people, and I know the people in the Clark County School District still that can run this district, that can turn this district around. Again, you can't be afraid, Kevin, to do some stuff. You got to crack a couple eggs. You got to ask the questions. And in being a trustee, that's what I did. They chastised me for it. The four of those girls that were on that, the four of those women that were on that board, because they didn't like what I asked. And what we did some great stuff on that board when we had control of that board. And it's got, and that board can make a difference. And I hope that it advocates more for that child, for all children. Doesn't make any difference, black, white, Hispanic, anything. They need to look at the children, not a color, not a race, not a religion, but the children. That's what you need to do. Make sure that they're going to do reading, writing, and arithmetic. Because, again, the superintendent doesn't, because based on the numbers, the superintendent's not doing his job right now, and he's not asking questions.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. There is nobody that cares more about our kids than Kevin Child. Kevin, as always, thank you so much. My best to you and your mom, and we'll have you on again soon, I promise.
I appreciate it, and I'll get some more information for you and your listeners. And again, I appreciate the time that you give me.
There you go. Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, joining us on the program. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:32, as we check out your current conditions, it's been on again, off again with rain showers pretty much throughout the day. So do watch for some slick roadways, especially in the Southern Valley area there near Henderson. Very slick down there on the Beltway 215, and some bunching too. Eastbound 215 at Valley Verde, 215 westbound at Gillespie. And we're still getting those slow flows through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. That construction zone is on the south side, mainly between Sahara and Russell Road. So we're seeing some congestion there. And watch for a crash northbound Buffalo. That's at Westcliff.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service.
Harrison Butker, the biggest kick of his Chiefs life. Placement is down. Butker's kick is up. The spinning kick high, floating in the air, and it is good! Good! It's a field goal from 45 yards out by Harrison Butker with 3 seconds to go in regulation. And that thing just hung up in the air.
The call on Chiefs radio. Harrison Butker with the 45-yard field goal wins it. 23-20 over the Bengals. The Chiefs advancing to the Super Bowl. They'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles, who pounded the San Francisco 49ers 31-7. The Chiefs return to the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years. The Eagles back at the championship game for the first time since 2018, when they beat the Patriots 41-33. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to continue to talk about education. And people often ask me, they say, why is it you spend so much time on education? You talk with school board members, you talk with, Power to Parent. You talk to a lot of folks dealing with our kids. And simply put, it's that I recognized a long time ago, 10, 20 years ago, in doing what I do now, that basically... our children are our future. The kids that right now are in sixth and seventh grade are going to be cops. They're going to be judges. They're going to be workplace bosses. I mean, they're going to be running our society as we grow older. I mean, that's just a fact. And I had a chance to visit with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And we were talking about Governor Lombardo and his state of the state and the fact that Victor wrote over the weekend about how he's giving lip service, the governor is, when it comes to school choice. And I asked him, I said, you know, talk about the governor not fully embracing school choice as other states have. And this was his reply.
Yeah, Governor Lombardo as a candidate was really strong on school choice stuff, and it wasn't just during the primary. It wasn't, you know, just something he said to get through a tough primary. He had some good things to say and talking about how, you know, the money needs to follow the students, and, you know, different education systems work better for different kids, and we've got to help them out with that. And in his speech, it was just stunning because what he said is we're going to dump $2 billion more into the traditional education system with no real accountability measures, at least on the front end. And, oh, yeah, we'll get $50 million for opportunity scholarships. And so it's like, wait, you're giving $2 billion to the failing public education system and your starting ask is just $50 million for school choice? And, you know, Democrats don't want that, and so they're going to fight you on it. and your leverage to get them to accept it was lots more money for the traditional public education system, but you've already pledged lots more money for the traditional education system. I mean, it's just, it's a complete head scratcher. I, you know, obviously I hope Governor Lombardo is as committed to school choice as he said he was, but I mean, you got to look at it and go, what's the plan here? And I mean, I mean, personally, I feel duped, and I think a lot of other people should feel duped, too.
I want to ask you, is it bad strategy in that he has really no leverage? You turn over the $2 billion, and yes, you get some money for opportunity scholarships, but I think you came up with a figure that for every, every $50, you spend one on school choice?
Well, his opening bid, right, is $40 for the traditional system for $1 for school choice, and it's like, that's not like if we had ended up at that point at the end of session, I would have thought like we've got an embezzlement scandal, we've got a sex scandal, like Lombardo's at 30% in the approval ratings, like that was like absolute worst case scenario, and all of a sudden this is presented as your starting bid. It's bizarro world. I mean it's
what would the alternative strategy have been? $2 billion, but we're going to give it to you incrementally, and if you pass all the tests, student achievement increases, we'll give you another $50 million or whatever it might be.
Well, I think the two ways to do it were either say, look, here's $500 million more, $700 million more for education. And if you want to go beyond that, we're going to do a dollar-for-dollar match with school choice. And, you know, then all of a sudden, Democrats bargain him down to $250 million for school choice and, you know, an extra $1 billion for K-12 education. You know, they can go and tout as this some great victory, and there's $250 million for school choice. So I either would have done that, or I would have said, look, we'll give you all this money. You know, I mean, just a massive increase, $2,000 per pupil overnight, or at least within the next 2 years. But the money's going to follow the child. And, you know, so you're going to be, you know, fully funded, quote unquote, because they're never will claim they're fully funded, right? But, you know, look, we're going to dump all this money on you. But the trade-off is that if the kid wants to leave because he's not satisfied with your education, even though you have all this money, you know, they get to take 75% of it to a DSA. And so those are the two ways I think he could have gone, just strategically, and gotten a lot more leverage. You know, he could have still done his whole, I put money into K-12 education, look at me, I'm great, which, you know, I think is just completely worthless on a policy level, but, you know, politically it may be helpful, and still preserved his leverage, but he didn't do it.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Is there any evidence you've seen, and you follow what goes on in Carson City pretty closely, is there any evidence that there are Democrats out there that are willing to say, school choice? Okay, I'll take a look at it. Democrats that would actually... Go ahead.
I mean, I haven't seen it so far. I mean, the funny thing is, you know, during the rest of his speech, he actually said some pretty good stuff on, you know, on crime, on school safety, on voter ID. And the Democrat response was like, we're not doing this. We think this is terrible. It's like, yeah, no duh. They disagree with you. That's why you have to have leverage over people, where you say, you get a little, I get a little. You get a lot, I get a lot. And then we compromise. And it's just, it's so frustrating to watch Republicans in this state, and I've been doing it for, you know, almost 15 years now, and it's just, it's constant capitulation. It's like, you want to compromise? Okay. I'm okay with them getting something that they value and us, you know, and conservatives getting something that they value. I'm not okay with, we'll give you everything, and then, oh, we'll sit over here and beg you for table scraps. It's no, that's not a compromise. That's just giving someone what they want, and not helping the voters who pushed you into the governor's mansion get what you promised them, what you said you would give them, what is needed to help students in this state. It's unbelievable.
Let me just ask you, what is the end game here? What do you expect after 120 days of meeting? What is your guesstimate on what we will see? Will there be some incremental change? Will there be some incremental compromise?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing he gets $20, $25 million in opportunity scholarships, which is just a complete nothing burger compared to what it should be, compared to what it could be. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see K-12 spending go up to $2.5 billion instead of $2 billion. I don't know. I don't think they're going to, you know, I don't think the Democrats are going to admit that they were wrong on criminal justice reform. I think the school safety stuff, they probably get changed just because that's so dramatic and so obvious. And even, you know, even some Democrats, I think, are kind of willing to say, hey, you know, we went a little too far in not punishing kids who did the wrong thing at school. I mean, I don't think they're going to give on voter ID. And I mean, it's just, it's like, why would they? What do they have to lose? Like, they're going to just say, oh, yeah, we were wrong about this. And he's just like, there's, it's like, you know, you talk to the Lombardo people or people, the defenders of Lombardo, and it's almost like, well, this is a debate society, and we're going to show them because we're going to give them everything they want for education money. And then in 2 years, we'll be able to come back and say, look, it didn't work. And it's like, that's what you think this is? Like, the best ideas win? I mean, if the best ideas win, we wouldn't be in this situation because the idea that we need more money for education has been tried and tried and tried and tried and tried, and it doesn't work. But the problem is that we're dealing with politics. We're not dealing with a debate society where there's some neutral judge who scores it, and then that's what determines the result. No, we're dealing with power politics, and Lombardo just gave away all his leverage.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I love the guy. Very smart when it comes to politics and when it comes to policy. And I love reading his stuff three times a week in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. We're going to take a look at Super Bowl 57. Yeah, I'm going to call it Super Bowl 57 until somebody tells me not to. Okay? Okay. The Super Bowl. Not necessarily 57. Anyway, we're going to talk about how you can make money. What some of the bets are going to be that you're going to be looking for in Super Bowl 57. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
My Uncle Roger and I used to come to the park all the time. I really miss him.
I miss seeing Roger. He's a great neighbor. I hope he's okay.
We used to grab coffee every day on our breaks. It's been a while, though.
When someone is struggling, they can distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. And I'm real excited because we now know who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. It's going to be the Chiefs and the, I don't even want to mention their names. I'm sorry.
The gang in green.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, somebody told me this, and maybe you can help me with this, that they're favored.
Yeah,
going in.
Yeah, as it is right now, it looks like the Eagles are. Depending on where you look, because I've seen three different numbers already, and. This is what we got into with the Bengals and the Chiefs this past week, with the bad ankle with Patrick Mahomes. But I saw the Eagles were 1.5 point favorites in one site. They're 2 point favorites in another, and 2.5 point favorites in yet another site. So, depending on which direction you want to go, you know, grab it, grab those numbers, but. They're probably going to change between now and, 13 days from now.
Well, and everybody, you know, and I'm sure the Eagles are going to be looking at this. How is that ankle doing? High ankle sprains generally take weeks, multiple weeks, maybe not 2 weeks, maybe more, to be fully functional. He was playing on it yesterday. A lot of people were worried that he would not be able to throw the football. He ended up winning the game on a run.
He did, and that was incredible. And there was a little assist from the boneheaded play by Joseph Asai of the Bengals, giving a little shove as he was already out of bounds to give that extra 15 yards. But it is amazing. Let's face it. These quarterbacks that are in the game, and, well, just the past few weeks, the quarterbacks have really, they've set a niche for themselves, I think, above the rest of the quarterbacks in the league. Wouldn't you admit that? I mean, the final eight quarterbacks, I think they're going to be there for several years, probably another 5 to 10 years. We're going to see a lot of the same faces.
And no Brady's, no Aaron Rodgers, people like that.
Yeah, that's yesteryear.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's like the Peyton Manning era.
The new breed, it's here, it's here. So right now the numbers are kind of all over the map. Is that a best way of looking at it?
Yeah, the Eagles are either 1.5 point favorites, 2 points, or 2.5 points, depending on which. But it's probably going to settle in between 1.5 and 2.5, I would imagine.
You better shop around. I think there was a song like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.